The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, what happened?
Nothing, Fred. You're alive. Our producer, Push, tried to kill you earlier.
He tried his best.
He's also in that Space Force coming out on May 29th on Netflix with Steve Carell, Diedrich Bader. Jane Lynch. I just saw
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah, Warburton.
Oh, John Malkovich.
Warburton's in it too. God, he's
Jane Lynch.
Lisa Kudrow.
Good to see Warburton back on live TV. We love him as Joe, obviously.
Oh, and Noah Emmerich, the guy who played the FBI agent in the Americans. Stan.
Oh, yeah, he's in that. Yeah,
he's in that.
I love that dude.
Yeah.
I hope Fred doesn't die sometime soon.
I swear to God, I'll have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Nothing. I love Fred Willard.
Yeah.
A little late, puss.
Yeah.
I just got confused.
Thank you.
It is a little late. Doc Mina tomorrow, right? You could try to get us hold of
this
sometime this week.
Yeah, call tomorrow.
All right.
Once again, today is National Nurses Day or National School Nurses Day. This is Nurses Week.
Doc Mina still can't drink. I texted her the other day. She was texting me about my buddy who's fighting some stuff. And she said, I still can't wait to drink. I said, she can't. She's on call.
She's just getting high then?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you missed it earlier in the show,
fentanyl,
we celebrated Nurses Day and Nurses Week by looking at some nurse porn.
Well, naked nurses.
A lot was porn, though.
Yeah, just type in nurses naked.
Right.
Yeah, some were.
And you get a lot of pictures of people who are actually nurses.
Yeah.
Just
lifting
up their tops,
real nurses,
sending a picture off to their significant other, and then their significant other's an ass and puts it up for the rest of it.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way. Yeah, there's some regular nurses, real nurses, with their tops up. I like that. Thanks for that, Craig.
Oh, I saw one taking care of herself.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Well, I know they do. Was that a porn or was that a regular person?
It looked amateur.
Okay.
There wasn't anything professional about it.
Right.
It was just a fairly uncrowded hospital, and she had the whole exam room to herself.
Yeah.
So, I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
She was examining herself very thoroughly.
I don't even need that clip, do I, Craig? You could just say that.
Yeah. Still rings true.
Yeah.
You're right. I will stand by that.
Yes, you will.
So National Nurses Week starts today.
All right.
And goes until the middle of next week.
Celebrate a nurse today.
Because it ends on May 12th, because that is Florence Nightingale's birthday. Big nurse deal there. It was on this date in 2004. You actually might remember where you were.
Sitting here?
When the final episode of Friends aired on NBC.
On my couch somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching it.
I don't know that I watched. What happened in the final episode of Friends?
They moved the couple.
It just faded to black.
No. Yeah. It was a big apartment fire. They all
ended up in jail together.
Monica and Chandler moved to the suburbs. I knew that.
Yeah.
That's it.
They were having.
I think Joey was planning on going to L.A. to be an actor, because remember the spinoff happened. And I think, obviously.
Ross died.
Ross and Jenna, and obviously, what was her name? Rachel, we're together anyways. They might have stayed in New York. I don't know. You know,
I didn't even know.
It was one of those. Oh, I know. And I think that didn't Kudrow end up being with Paul Rudd?
Yeah, I think
I think she was with Paul Rudd at the end, too. Kudrow, by the way, you mentioned that, is in Space Force, right?
Yeah. That show just looks like it has like a cool look to it.
Well, what I thought, we all thought we heard the title. that it was going to be something in the future. I did, at least, for some reason. But it's about Trump starting up the Space Force here, and everybody thinks, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And there's a great line in the previews where something blows up, and he goes, man, what'd that cost? The guy goes, four. 4 million? He goes, no, four middle schools. It's government-run crap. It's hilarious. What a great line that was.
Krell's the perfect dude for that.
He is.
George Clooney is 59 today.
Yeah. I would have got that one.
Really?
Yes, I would have.
Is he taller than Bob Seger?
Yes. What was Bob Seger, 5'10"? I think Clooney's 5'11".
I'd give him 6 foot.
Oh, God.
I know he's taller than Seger.
We don't have to play.
Okay. No,
I'm just curious. I know the answer. If you want to play, we can play this game.
I need a win.
Or Bob Seger?
Clooney's taller.
He's taller than 5'10". I think he's 5'11". Maybe 6. Push could be right there.
Yeah, he's not 5'9". He's taller than that. And Craig wouldn't do a push.
Who do you want, Nick?
I'm going Clooney.
Yeah, I'm going to say Clooney's taller.
We already know Bob Seger's 5'10".
We do know that. Clooney's 5'11".
He is.
Yep.
Oh.
Code, yep. You won, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a relief.
It's more relief than... You're right.
It is.
It was always like me with winning, with gambling. I don't like winning as much as I hate losing.
Yeah.
I never did. And by the way, I didn't win that much anyway.
Yeah, I'm not... You can't gloat about the wins. I just want to avoid defeat at all costs.
I love that. That's finally getting in your head now.
It's there.
It's real. It's real.
It is.
Well, we have people that get a hold of us and they celebrate in their cars or their office.
Or email back. I had to get out of the car before I found out. Who's taller? Seriously, it's bugging me.
I got a text from my father-in-law the other day when we played right after I got here in the morning, and I took an immediate loss, and then I get a text from him. He's just like, loser! Thank you!
I love the smack talk.
You did. You sat down and lost right away.
Yeah, it was immediate.
I like him.
I like your father-in-law. I don't even know him. I like him already.
These things that are meaningless that have so much meaning.
Loser.
Well, then you cannot be thinking about that. There's the Twitter thing that they'll get tagged, you know, just going about your day. And it's like, yeah, you took the loss. Damn it.
His daughter makes questionable decisions, but I like him.
Definitely.
I like him a lot.
I think she was misled.
Probably. False bill of goods.
She fell for the lies.
I have ambition, and I'm going to be successful.
Oh, yeah, she's heard that. She stuck around.
Well, you kind of trapped her.
Twitter trying to make it easier for users to rethink before a reply. Users will have the option to revise their comment before posting.
Are you sure?
They are testing a feature that flags tweet replies for possible offensive language. The goal is to reduce bullying and harassment.
Is it going to say, are you sure, right?
That sort of thing. Right. I guess so, yeah.
Are you sure you want to be such a jackass?
I've done what Todd told me to do. I've started to type stuff out, mainly on Facebook, not Twitter, because Twitter represents all of us, so I don't really try to do too much of that. But to Facebook,
except when you yell at Fowler.
That was on Twitter. I was standing up for Nebraska, so I have no problem
the
with
show
that.
Thanks you for that.
I was totally standing
Nebraska
up.
Thanks you for that.
I know they do. People like me for that. I mean, actually, Husker fan liked me for that, and that's a rarity.
Yeah.
But whatever. So I, Facebook, I'll do that. I've done what Todd said. You start typing it in, the angry, you're a piece of ass bomb, whatever I was for. And I just delete. I just go back and backspace, and don't reply at all.
But I find that cathartic.
Now, I still do it once in a while, depending on the post. But mainly, I just start to do it, and I'm like, you know, this person is not worth my time.
Right.
They're just so dumb.
Well, it's going to take up more of your time because you're going to type it, and then they're going to respond, and then you're going to respond to that.
I know.
An endless cycle.
Most of Tyler's comments I see on Facebook involve some kind of name calling.
Yep.
Is idiot the most often used word on your Facebook comments?
Usually, you know, somebody's an idiot.
Yeah, you're sweet.
Or F. I put just F this person. Yeah.
Most of the time, you're specifying one individual.
Yes. He ripped this apart, so I'll continue to do that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WWE Hall of Famer Sonny,
yeah,
or Tammy Lynn Sitch, I guess, S-Y-T-C-H. She just served over a year in prison.
Oh, really? For what?
After a bench warrant was issued by the Carbon County, Pennsylvania Probation Department revoking her 018 parole from her previous sentencing. She was released from the correctional facility back in late February and recently announced that she's launching an OnlyFans account to upload explicit photos and adult videos.
What was she arrested for?
I don't recall.
WWE Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Nick, do you know her?
No.
Oh,
there's
wow.
There's a big a big gap in my, you know,
yeah,
wrestling viewership.
Yeah.
Ah,
okay.
Well, she'll show you that.
That's one of her movies. Yeah.
Right. There's about to be another one.
So in 2012, she was arrested 5 times in 4 weeks for disorderly conduct, third-degree burglary, and 3 counts of violating a protective order. Arrested a 6th time the next year for, again, violating a protective order. 114 days in jail.
So
that sounds like true love.
Oh, so her boyfriend was just had to deal with that crazy bitch.
Oh, then May and June of 2015, pulled over and arrested 3 times for DUI. Oh,
she's drunk and crazy.
Wow.
She's not messing around.
And WWE, yeah, and now porn.
Then some driving up while under suspension.
Yeah, I was watching.
Probation. Yeah, she's got.
Yeah, her Wikipedia says during the 90s, she was considered the first then WWF diva.
Oh, 90s, okay.
Oh.
So now.
Oh, she's doing porn in her 40s, yeah, then, looks like.
You can see the gap if you throw a few tokens at her.
Or look on Craig's computer.
Right.
Or that.
She's 47.
That's where I saw the gap.
She sounds fun.
She has already posed for Missy Hyatt's website, Wrestling Vixens. You can see her naked there. In 2016, she starred in the adult film Sunny Side Up for Vivid Entertainment. You can see her there as well.
Great name.
She's already naked and performing all over, yes, the interwebs.
Mm-hmm. Porn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You doing some porn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She hasn't wrestled in any capacity. Well,
I saw her wrestling a
not
snake.
Professionally. Yes.
Wrestling a snake in that one video.
Well, yeah, and was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2011.
She's kind of eating that snake, actually. She was, yeah.
It's a very distinguished Hall of Fame.
Right? It is.
Yeah. I like the verb engulf.
Yep.
She's engulfing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is a goblin?
That's what she's doing.
That too.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can.
Getting back on track.
Mm-hmm.
That'll keep her out of trouble.
And great news, and then we'll just move on. The coronavirus task force will continue.
Good, they're killing
not
it.
Winding down, but they're going to continue.
A day
so
after,
that's good.
Yeah.
So that is good.
They can keep up the good work.
Yeah. A Dallas salon owner has to spend a week in jail after refusing to apologize for opening her business in violation of county restrictions. A judge told Shelley Luther she could avoid jail if she'd pay a fine, close down until this Friday, and apologize for her selfishness in reopening the salon prior to the state's go-ahead. She told the judge, nah.
No.
She did not consider it selfish
no. No.
to want to feed her kids, she said.
Now, I have been seeing people, and listen.
She's guilty of contempt of court.
We're all working. I understand.
Not and we're lucky.
Not having a livelihood. But as they slowly reopen, if you follow the guidelines and reopen, then I'm all for you. But I saw a bar owner somewhere, I think it was Texas also, just had a bunch of people in there at the bar drinking. And she said, no mask. And she was just saying, we're allowed to be open. We're doing it. She was doing it all the wrong way. I have no sympathy for her.
Right.
I mean, if you're allowed to open and you follow the procedures that they tell you to do, tables apart from each other, you know. But apparently a restaurant in, I want to say Texas again, told their servers if they wear masks, they can't work there.
That's crazy.
They don't want the servers wearing masks, but that's what that's part of the guideline. Servers will have to wear masks.
And that puts the customers at risk.
Right.
Here's a horrible story.
People hate rules. They got their own set of rules.
Right. Well, they hate rules applied to them.
Right. You. And
they love rules applied to everybody else.
Rules.
My body, my choice, except for you, and you have that baby. That's my favorite one.
Out of San Antonio, Texas, the family of 78-year-old Dolores Gutierrez de Leon went to a rosary last Friday at the funeral home. Because grandma had passed away.
Right.
78-year-old Dolores had passed away.
Fred Willard's alive, by the way.
And they found a strange woman's body in the casket.
Whoa.
The family says the funeral directors have no idea where grandma is.
Probably in the ground.
And they have no idea who the woman in the casket is.
I don't know either one.
Worst funeral directors ever.
Yeah, I had one job.
Was it piled up like New York because of COVID? Because New York, there's one.
No, there was one body in the casket, and it wasn't grandma.
There's a funeral home, and one of those couple of funeral homes in New York are just overflowing with bodies.
Isn't that why they do the toe tag thing?
So they don't know where grandma is. They can't figure out who the woman in the casket is. Another woman named, grandma's named Dolores Gutierrez de Leon. Dolores Gutierrez had a funeral the day before.
Is that you?
No.
So they figure there might have been a mix-up, and grandma might already be buried.
I bet you she is.
Damn.
But still, where did the unknown body in the casket come from?
Well, that might be Dolores.
Yeah.
The second.
The other Dolores.
Are they going to dig her up?
They got to call the family from the previous day?
No, they're suing for more than $1 million at this point.
I would guess if you dig up Dolores' grave, you'll find Gutierrez.
Yeah.
They probably just switch bodies.
That's what they're thinking.
Right.
That's what they're thinking, but they're not sure.
And one of them probably had a closed casket wake.
Dolores.
Or a family that just didn't care. They're like, that's not her. Nah.
Or they look similar because people look fake as hell in caskets anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got a wig on and the hair's all, and they're old and they're all shined up like they are. Just, it's the worst thing ever to see an open casket.
I think at this point, the easier move is just to switch the headstones when they come in.
Or the heads.
Just leave.
Just saw the heads on.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I've never heard of a lawsuit like that. Do they have a case?
I
think I've heard these kind of stories before, but usually they're in other countries.
Yeah, is there malpractice for a funeral director?
Sure. Probably, yeah.
Or she was like cremated or something.
Yeah. They got to stop the necrophilia and things like that.
You have to treat the bodies properly.
Right.
That would be horrifying. So the family probably went in for the viewing and they're like, you know, make a big deal. Yeah. Like, oh, here she is. And like, oh, yeah, that's not her.
Hey, this is really nice and everything, but that's not our grandma.
Yeah, I wonder who discovered that. Who was the first to report? That ain't grandma.
First person to saw
him. Had to be somebody close to her.
No, you know what? I bet it wasn't the first person.
Probably not.
Because you're right. When
hold on. Dolores, what was Dolores' last name?
Dolores Gutierrez, they were both. But then grandma had a name after Gutierrez.
Okay, so at least they're both Hispanic then, probably.
One assumes.
Okay.
De Leon.
That would be the way to
De Leon.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
She was a direct descendant of Ponce.
Right.
De Leon. Never thought I'd get to
of course
mention any explorers today.
Of course she was.
That's not a
direct descendant of Ponce De Leon.
Every De Leon out there is a direct descendant of Ponce.
You're trying to work that in all show,
aren't you? You were. I could tell. Earlier you tried.
Right under the wire.
And police in Louisiana keeping an eye out for what they refer to as an aggressive chicken targeting bank customers. Walker, Louisiana police responded to a call about a bird harassing customers at a local bank drive-thru. When the police arrived at the scene, the bird ran away.
Well, the cops are there.
Well, yeah, the cops are there.
You're running from the cops.
Birdie's the suspect. The suspect is described as a reddish tan, 18-inch tall chicken.
What do you mean describe that? It looks like a chicken. Do you think a cop was saying to somebody, what did it describe it? Chicken?
It's a chicken.
Yeah.
Police are asking people not to confront the bird.
Is that a sex act, the aggressive chicken?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to instead call for help.
Is it armed and dangerous?
Oh, it's winged and dangerous.
All right. Ah, good one, Craig.
No, it really wasn't.
That's a dead. I like that one for some reason.
That is a dad joke.
Not as good as Ponce de Leon.
It was quick.
Yeah. It was quick.
I'll give you that.
It was really
but
quick.
That's it. That's the extent of it.
It wasn't good, but it was fast.
If you'd have told the joke that way, like, please describe it as winged and dangerous, we'd have went, ah.
Right, yeah.
All right. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. I got nothing. It's Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. Really, please.
Patronize
the advertiser.
It's the same thing. TNTRadioEmpire.com. Curbside pickup. Shows are now available through curbside pickup.
Tip your server.
We got at TNT Radio Empire. That's Twitter, the Facebook, official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The girl with her crotch on fire is on there, right?
Yes, she is. Yeah. It's not pretty.
Not pretty.
And email. We answer the email all day. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
See you tomorrow. Our good friend Dr. Mina probably joins us tomorrow then. Stay safe. Wear your mask.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.